AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Belgian prosecutors say they have detained 16 people after multiple raids in the country, but a fugitive from the Paris attacks is still at large. AP correspondent Frank Jordans reports the Belgian government is keeping its terror alert level at its highest level in the capital, Brussels.
Nobody wants to paralyze the city, but it seems that the authorities feel that the threat is serious enough for them to keep the subway shut and to keep schools shut, which is, of course, going to affect a lot of people.
Authorities are on guard for possible attacks. Senator Dianne Feinstein says the current U.S. approach to the Islamic State is insufficient.
I'm concerned that we don't have the time and we don't have years. We need to be aggressive now because ISIL is a quasi-state.
The California Democrat was on CBS's Face the Nation. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Republican Michael McCaul told the show he believes the Paris attackers must have used the latest encryption technology.
A complex, sophisticated, coordinated attack involving 8 attackers and a wide conspiracy of others. How did that go under the radar? The only rationale explanation I have is that they were using these dark platforms.
An earthquake hits Afghanistan. Jessica Turner is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
There was a magnitude 5.9 earthquake that occurred in northern Afghanistan at 18:16 Universal Time. As of right now, we don't have any reports of any damage or injuries, but we do know that it was felt pretty widely in northern Afghanistan and northern Pakistan.
The quake was also felt in the Indian capital of New Delhi. The night's evening NFL game features Cincinnati at Arizona. This is AP Radio News. A program to curb the deer population in East Hampton has pitted one group that's trying to sterilize the animals against another group in New York that's suing to stop the surgeries.
East Hampton's Village Preservation Society donated $100,000 to an ongoing program to perform sterilization operations on those deer rather than kill them. But the East Hampton Group for Wildlife filed a lawsuit to stop it, saying the veterinarians were not licensed in New York, did not wear protective gear, and that the sterilization surgeries were performed in an unsanitary shed. The town says there are too many deer they caught cause car accidents and obliterate plant life and must be culled. The parties are due in court next month. Julie Walker, New York.
Welcome to the 76 Hunger Games.
Mockingjay Part 2, the final Hunger Games movie, is number one at the weekend box office. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.